What about, you know, this other thing? You could hang it from a limb of a tree, have a board down there.
Yeah, that's twings. Just twings, or we'll call that. I think you could put tires on them, you know, and make swings out of them, just one rope, and put two down with a seat in it to make swings.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up pretty high, you can get pretty high. Mm-hmm. Put on that tree out down there, and swing pretty high with that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen them made out of with a bag?
With a what?
With a bag.
Yeah. Bag pull where you just straddle it when you swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking yesterday about these old stoves, you know. Did people ever burn coal in the stove?
Yeah. I've done it myself.
But did you have any kind of container that you kept by the stove for your coal?
Yeah, we had what to call that coal chuddle in the basement, but the coal bucket was made especially with the kind of where you have a lip to it where you pour it in there, you know. It's kind of like just made wide enough where you pour the coal right in the stove. I forget what the coal was then.
Mm-hmm.
Just coal buckets, I guess, all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. I see. We're talking about the stove, you know, that pipe that runs from the back of the stove. You just call that a
coal pipe. Oh.
Coal pipe.
Goes up through the attic, up to the, out the top.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that you called the part that went up through the house?
Yeah, we had a, what to call a, it had a hole in it so the air could go through, keep it getting too hot, you know. It was proof mostly.
Proof?
Yeah. Most of them are always built brick proof. Because these tin proofs get so hot, it'll catch fire where you got paper and stuff around them. I was living in a house over here where we burnt that away and had the house catch fire a couple of times that way. I tore that thing out, built me a fireplace down there.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about, old sharpening things, you know. Have you ever seen one of these things, like if you wanted to put an edge on your axe, one of these big stones that turned around?
Yeah. They call them grindstones. They've got all different kinds. The old time was hand cranked, you know. Then they got to where they had them with gears in them. They cranked the sharp sickles and things like that on the morning machine with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got electricals, you know. I got one in the garage here. I'll keep my lawnmower sharp there.
Have you ever seen one that was pedal operated?
Yeah. Yeah, those old timers just put them on there and fix them where they could pedal on both feet.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of power out of them.
Well, say if you wanted to put a fine edge on it, something that you could hold in your hand and do that with.
That's the hone. Use that on, I use that in butcher knives, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, pocket knives. I got two or three different size kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Butcher knives, best thing, and was a steel, you know. We used to have these, what they call a steel, that you clip that knife on.
Mm-hmm.
They still make them. Butcher shops and meat shops all still got them.